Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man, live and having more fun than anyone should be entitled to have, because we are with the wonderful Christy Jordan, author and former editor-at-large for Southern Living Magazine, publisher of the insanely popular SouthernPlate.com.
And I'm fixing to be very broke, because I told him during the break that I'm going to have to pay him a dollar for every compliment he pays me.
Well, you know, look, just feed me. I'm easy. And speaking of easy, Come Home to Supper, your second book. It's really a book from the heart. And you know what I want to do? Ordinarily, I don't do this because we're a commercial entity. You know, we need. But you told me an amazing story about your first cookbook and someone who helped endorse your first book. And I know you'd like to give her a shout out, right?
Oh yeah, we were actually talking about, you had Jamie Dean on recently, and I was telling you, I said, you know, they're a really good family, they're really nice people. Paula endorsed my first cookbook, gave this glowing endorsement.
Do you know how hard that is?
And I didn't even, I mean, I thought, there's no way she's going to do this. They approached her, I'd never met her before, and she gave this like 2-paragraph long endorsement. And then later I went and I spent the day at her house filming, and I did an episode of her show, and both of her boys were there. And there was probably about 30 members of the production crew and stuff around. And before those boys left, they went around and hugged everybody's neck and thanked them by first name.
My wife would love to have been hugged by Jamie Dean.
See? And then, but to me that shows...
She's a pig.
Okay. You know. Well, they're very sweet boys, but that just shows what kind of people they are. You know, because I've worked with a lot of people in TV, and most of them don't know, even if you have a personal assistant, they don't even know their name. But it just tells the kind of people they are. You know, they're good-hearted people. I think sometimes we forget that, you know, this is a mama and a grandmama, and, you know, they're really good-hearted people.
I gave you a freebie because you told me a story I'd not heard. I'd heard a lot of different stories, but that's one that, and it, since it affected you, I thought I'd give you that freebie.
Oh, well,
it pains
you.
Me. But, you know, today is National Lemon Cupcake Day.
Ooh, I love lemon. It's like sunshine.
Anything lemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's like eating sunshine.
All right. Hear that giggle? That could be only the giggle of Christy Jordan and her new cookbook, Come Home to Supper. We're going to start out with apple scoop pie.
Apple scoop pie. You had to pronounce
that's what
it.
I said.
Pie.
Pie.
Pie. There you go.
Pie.
See, I taught
apple
you.
Apple scoop pie.
I'll learn you. You just wait.
All right.
Now, where are you from?
I was born in Gary, Indiana. No, Gary, Indiana.
Oh, you know the song?
Chicago.
Gary,
yeah,
Indiana.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, see.
All right. You already got one song. Settle down. No Grammys for you.
No, definitely not. All right. So
now,
I'm cooking.
Some Gala apples. These are crisp. Nice, beautiful red apples.
But, you know, you use whatever you have on hand.
Okay.
I mean, even if you have those, you know, the kind of flavorless, the red delicious ones, they don't have a whole lot of oomph to them. Those will even be good in this dish. So use whatever you got.
So you, Granny Smith, are Granny Smith too tart for this?
No. You just add you a little more sugar if you want to.
A little more sugar.
A little more sugar. Just, if you're a really sweet person, just stick your pinky in it.
Well,
it'd
that wouldn't
fine.
Work for me. I think it would be more like liquid sunshine.
Well, you
I'm
know.
Pretty sour.
But I don't even peel these things. I just kind of chop them up.
It's a rough cube.
Yeah, rough. You know, whatever I'm in the mood for. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I chop them fine, or I do it until I'm tired of fooling with it.
Now, I noticed you got a Band-Aid on your hand. Was that from a...
That was from making candied bacon the other day.
Ooh. see, now, I got to ask you, why don't you have little animals on there, or... Little.
Well, it's
Disney
usually
characters.
My little ponies at my house, but I'm on this tour, and so I knew I was going to be doing a lot of TV, so I tried to find a neutral Band-Aid. But yeah, everything else we have is My Little Pony or Strawberry Shortcake or Princesses.
Yeah,
my
see, that's
nine.
The kind of Band-Aid I would expect to see on you, not just a normal.
Well, this is a professional TV Band-Aid.
I wouldn't know.
I bought it at the Huntsville Airport.
And we don't do Band-Aids. Well. We. You know, and of course, see, on radio, no one would ever have known if I hadn't busted you.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank
I'm glad
you for
I could...
sharing that.
Yeah, well, that's...
That unflattering thing about me. It keeps me human.
These are... you can hear... You hear that, my friends? That's the sound of chopping.
And this is the sound of not professional shopping, chopping, because as I pointed out, I'm not a chef. I'm a cook. Now, I have a home ec degree, but I don't consider myself a chef.
No, I actually took home ec in high school.
Well, I'm so proud for you.
I did.
What'd y'all make? Did you learn to make spaghetti and macaroni and cheese?
No, we did pancakes.
Hey, pancakes are good. Pancakes are good.
I created a pretty good batter. You know, of course, it was 5 ingredients instead of 4, and a 5th ingredient the instructor didn't appreciate. But, you know, what did she know?
I imagine that was an interesting batter.
Yeah, it was.
Now, and see, do you want some of these apples? You want a bite? If somebody's sitting here watching,
yeah. Would you like a bite, Michael? Yeah, Michael, take a bite. Yeah, we'll share.
Wait, oh, have you got any salt? Have you ever tried salt on an apple? I know it sounds crazy. Sprinkle just a little bit of salt on it. Oh Lord, it's so good.
We got the salt right over here. Get the chopping.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Come on, man.
He's bossy.
Yeah, I am pretty saucy.
Sprinkle a little bit of salt on it.
There we go.
It is to die for.
There we go.
I know that sounds weird, but you know, Southerners, we've made a business out of being weird.
You know, that is pretty good.
Isn't that good? A little bit of salt on apple. I do salt on watermelon and cantaloupe. Do you do that?
Cantaloupe, yes. Watermelon, no.
Oh, now, my husband's not a watermelon eater. He doesn't really like watermelon. When we first got married, I bought one of those big oblong ones, you know, and I went and set like a little tray in the living room floor, put some paper towels on it, got that watermelon down there, and I sat down Indian style in front of the TV, and he said, "Are you going to eat that entire thing?" And I said, "I'm sure going to give it my best shot." I'm not a quitter.
And you know that about Chrissy Jordan, because after her first book, she said, "No, no, no, there must be a second. I didn't have enough pain in the first book." And thank goodness Come Home to Supper is now out and available. And her first recipe is apple scoop pie.
Apple scoop pie. You're doing better.
Hey, listen, you know, I can learn.
You can learn. You can be taught. We all can.
Now, this is out of her new book, Come Home to Supper. And this is just real easy. Now, what's kind of unique about this was there's no crust.
There's no crust. You know what I do? See, so I've chopped all these apples up, and I've left the skin on them and everything. So then all I'm going to do is I'm going to sprinkle some raisins on top of that. They're in a pie plate. That's what makes it the pie, because you cook it in a pie plate.
Well, that's comforting.
There you go. And then I'm going to put some pecans on it, which cost outrageous right now. So you can skip the pecans to save money if you need to. I totally get that. And then some brown sugar.
Now, I went a little bit extra on the brown sugar because I just...
Always good. And you know, it's very important that you taste a little of the brown sugar just to make sure it's still good.
Yes.
Okay.
How is it? Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love that. Then I'm going to add some cinnamon. And you know what I do? Anytime I'm making an apple pie or anytime I add cinnamon, I add a little bit of allspice. If you smell of allspice, a lot of times that has that strong cinnamon smell. And it's just what it gives cinnamon that oomph, you know? And
that
it just
oomph?
Yes. It tastes like it's a really good cinnamon. You know, it just amps it up a bit. And nobody will ever know what you did, but they know it's... I'm trying to find a spoon here. I got to stir it. They just think, wow, this is amazing, you know. So that's the secret to a really good apple pie, is anytime you add cinnamon, I add kind of maybe a fourth of the amount of whatever I add in cinnamon in allspice. So if I'm doing a teaspoon, I do about a fourth of a teaspoon of allspice. And I'm telling you, once you try this, it's wonderful.
You know what it gives me the flavor profile of one of my favorite beverages from the mountains of North Carolina.
Oh, I love North Carolina.
Apple pie moonshine.
Well, I ain't never had that.
I mean, I can just see that working very well if it fermented. But, of course, this is it. What are you laughing about, ma'am? Are you? Then you know about apple pie moonshine. And she is, too.
Apple pie
Don't
moonshine.
Tell me you know Popcorn Sutton.
Do what?
Do what?
No. I'm guessing there aren't a lot of Baptists in North Carolina.
Well, you know, there are...
There, you don't hear a lot about apple pie moonshine on Sundays.
No, you don't.
In North Carolina.
Monday through Saturday is another thing. But anyway, this is a crustless apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks awesome. The author, Chrissy Jordan, she is the former editor-at-large for Southern Living Magazine. She was the face of Southern Living Magazine on television. She traveled around the country.
Maybe it scared people.
Well, you know what? You have to look for TV. You have that sweet, innocent, beautiful Southern... look about you. I have the rough, fat, northern look about me. Listen.
That's why I was telling them earlier. That's a survival mechanism is what we got. See, I'm pretty healthy myself.
Oh, please.
We call it healthy, by the way.
It's not what my doctor says. He calls it obese. But what the heck does he know?
So I've stirred this together in the pie plate, and I've covered it with foil. And I'm going to put it in the oven for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Then I'm going to take the foil off and cook it for about 10 to 15 minutes more. And it makes this delicious sauce. Everybody thinks that I put apple juice in it, but it just kind of breaks down a little, makes a wonderful sauce. It's great on its own, on top of ice cream.
See, I was thinking, the first thing I thought of was ice cream, man. Get a big old scoop of vanilla fleck ice cream.
I love it on oatmeal in the morning. If you can ever have any left over, which is hard to do, I love it on oatmeal.
See, I would think if you put it in the fridge...
Mm-hmm.
Over, you know, and then just scoop it out and put it on. I think oatmeal would be awesome because you have all the ingredients.
Yeah.
You have the cinnamon, you have the butter, you have the raisins, and then you have the healthy element of the apple, which...
Hey, it's a fruit. It counts as a fruit.
It's, I'll tell you, my friends, I hope you're celebrating National Lemon Cupcake Day today. I don't know where you're going to go to find one. I'm sure there's a bakery around. You know, and that's something people don't do anymore. People don't stop in their local bakery.
We don't even have, we don't have one in our town. We have one in the next town over.
It, but see, there used to be a local baker that baked breads and and donuts and pastries and things. Now, it just, now we're getting into cupcake bars. And, you know, I'll tell you what we need to do is we need to come home to supper.
We
and
do.
That's what we're doing with Christy Jordan. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Today we are at the Cook's Warehouse on East Cobb. Any Cook's Warehouse is awesome, but we love East Cobb because they have Matt and Robin and Cindy is our special guest working with us today. I mean, she was here before I got here. I mean, we had everything set up for you. We made life easy.
This is my dream kitchen.
And this is why Christy Jordan is here. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Come home to supper, baby. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of East Cobb.